The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We want to turn our attention to this story from the States. I think it's fair to say there's still widespread disbelief around the world at how this happened. I'm talking about Jeffrey Goldberg, the editor-in-chief at The Atlantic, who was accidentally added to a group chat on the app Signal in which US officials were planning military strikes. So there was messages from J.D. Vance and the Defence Secretary Pete Hegseth and others, some of them fairly bluntly criticising Europe. Different people have been reacting to this throughout the day, including the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Mike Johnson.
Listen, the administration, as I understand, I just was with the President in the Oval Office just now. The administration is addressing what happened. Apparently an inadvertent phone number made it onto that thread. They're going to track that down and make sure that it doesn't happen again. What you did see, though, I think, was top-level officials doing their job, doing it well, and executing on a plan with precision. That mission was a success. No one was jeopardized because of it. We're grateful for that, but they will certainly, I'm sure, make sure that that doesn't happen.
So that was Mike Johnson, who is the Speaker of the House of Representatives, speaking a little bit earlier today. Niall Stanage is with me from The Hill. Niall, what has Donald Trump himself been saying?
Well, he has defended Mike Waltz, who was the national security advisor who instigated the invite of Jeffrey Goldberg. And Trump has also taken refuge, I suppose, in the same argument that you just played from Mike Johnson, which is that these U.S. strikes against Houthi targets in Yemen went ahead and were, by the American definition, successful.
So there is predictably outrage from Democratic lawmakers. What about others within the Republican Party, if not the president? Some must be embarrassed at the very least.
I think certainly there is widespread embarrassment, but widespread embarrassment and the willingness to express that embarrassment are two different things in today's Republican Party. Now, we do have some exceptions to that. There's a fairly moderate lawmaker by the name of Don Bacon from Nebraska who has described this as a gross error and has said that it was pretty clear in his view that classified information was exchanged on the Signal chat. That being said, those voices are not particularly numerous because, of course, Mr. Trump has the Republican Party in a pretty firm grip these days.
There's different aspects of this that are kind of fascinating, Niall. And the focus, understandably, is how somebody inadvertently, Mike Waltz in this case, invites a journalist into the group chat. But if you stand back and think about what was being discussed as well in what's effectively a glorified WhatsApp group, it's remarkable. It flies in the face maybe of how we imagine decisions like this being made. We think of scenes from movies or from the West Wing down through the years and people sitting around in situation rooms, not WhatsApp groups.
No, exactly. And that goes not only for the planning of these strikes, but the immediate aftermath of them, where some pretty senior figures in the United States government were apparently reacting via emoji to a military strike on a foreign nation. I mean, it is sort of undignified, as well as all the other elements that we could say in relation to security risks. And it does also shine a light into the kind of casual nature of some of these discussions. And you saw, you alluded in your introduction, Kieran, to some of the comments made about Europe in this sort of serious but also fairly jocular way in some respects in the middle of, as you say, a glorified WhatsApp, a Signal chat in this case.
Yeah, jocular, but nonetheless, I thought quite revealing, because while J.D. Vance has been explicitly critical of Europe and different EU member states in recent months, people wondered whether this was something he genuinely believed. Was there a strategy at play here? It seems that there's certainly from some within the administration, it is a genuine kind of, I don't know how you would describe it, a distaste for that relationship between the European Union and the US and how it has been allowed to develop.
Yeah, I think that's a very fair and important comment. I think some of the commentary, particularly from Hegseth and Vance on this Signal chat, was disdainful of Europe. And they make the accusation that Europe is freeloading. And it's maybe worth emphasizing and underscoring, Kieran, when people talk in relation to what has been revealed here about Vance disagreeing with Trump, what Vance is disagreeing with is taking action against Yemen, from which he, Vance, is arguing Europe benefits more from than the US would. So Vance is, in fact, arguing for a harder line or a less helpful attitude toward Europe. That's the point of disagreement. A less helpful attitude toward Europe than Trump is doing by mounting this attack in the first place.
Niall, thanks a million for chatting to us. Niall Stanage, who is a White House columnist with The Hill.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.